我们同心祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
你又把我们召集到你面前来。
You gather us in thy presence again.
我们何等的乐意在这里能又与你一次的相会。
How willing we are here to meet with you once again.
主，你给我们心里有这样的渴慕。
Lord, may you grant our hearts such a desire.
也用作一个简单的信心在等候你。
And give us a simple faith as we await for thee.
主啊，你把你的话语留下来。
Lord, you leave us your words.
为要叫我们领会你自己的心意。
In order for us to understand your heart.
主，我们承认我们都是愚昧的人。
Lord, we confess we are those who are foolish.
如果你不向我们解开，我们实在是不懂。
If you do not reveal it to us, we do not understand.
就是你向我们打开。
And even if you do open it to us,
若是我们的心不那样单纯的向着你，我们还是在你的话语外头游荡。
And our hearts are not as pure before you. Our hearts will still be wandering outside of God.
主，所以我们仰望我们的主。
So Lord, we look to thee, Lord.
借着赐人智慧和启示的灵来照明我们里边的眼睛。
That through the spirit of wisdom or revelation, you will shed light to our
eyes within. 能看见你要我们看见。
That we will see what you show us.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
因为你借着路德记上我们说了许多的话。
Because from the book of you, you spoke much words to us.
还有许多你还没有说出来的话，求你今天晚上继续的向我们说。
And there are still much words you have for us. We ask that you continue to speak to us tonight.
主，叫我们实在明白，你在这一卷书里边，你要我们体会的。
So Lord, we would truly understand what you want us to receive in this book.
主啊，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look to thee.
给我们一个苏醒的灵。
Grant us alert spirit.
叫我们在你的话语的里边有看见，有反应。
So that from thy word we would see and we would have a response.
吸引我们更多的照着你的话来跟随你的脚踪。
Compel us to follow thy footsteps even more closely according to thy words.
我们仰望在你面前。
We await before thee.
主啊，你荣耀你的名。
Lord, glorify thy name.
你给我们都得着属天的供应。
Give us the heavenly provision.
我们将仰望祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We wait and pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们看到路德记的末了。
We're at the end of the book of Ruth.
我们一定要很清楚的抓紧。神把路德记留下来的那个主要的目的是什么？
We must grasp very clearly what is the main purpose for God leaving us the book of Ruth.
路德记实在是很，虽然是很短。
Indeed, even though the book of Ruth is very short.
但实在是把神做工的目的和他做工的法则向我们发表的。
But in fact, it does manifest to us the purpose of God's work and the principle which he works.
如果我们不抓紧路德记的那个神要说明的那一个目的。
Now, if we do not grasp very clearly the purpose which God has in the book of Ruth,
我们是可以得着许多属灵上的造就。
Yes, we are still able to gain many spiritual edifications.
但是如果没有摸到接上神那个做工的目的。
Yet if we have not touched upon and follow on to the purpose of God's work,
那对我们来说还是一个缺陷。
Then for us it is still a shortcoming.
我们一直这样看下来。
As we continue to read on,
我们看到不少关乎生命造就的信息。
We have read many messages that will build up our spiritual life.
但我一直跟弟兄姊妹提起，我们要留意四世纪。
But I continue to mention to brothers and sisters who we must take note of the purpose of judges.
那现在我们来到一件事上面，又碰到这样的事情。
Now we come to another event that comes into with the same question.
如果我们单单从属灵的功课或者是属灵的认识上面来留意的话，
If we merely look at it from a spiritual lesson or knowledge,
那很具体。
then it is very general, very practical, and it is very abundant. It is very captivating. But that is not at all the main theme.
这是只是让我们来表明神怎么做工在我们的身上。
This only expressed to us how God works upon us.
但是神做工的目的是什么呢?
Yet, what is the purpose of God's work?
那我们必须要抓紧。
That is what we must hold on to.
那我们看今天晚上要看的。
And that's what we will look into tonight.
在第三章的末了,
At the end of chapter 3,
弟兄姊妹,你记得一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, remember one thing.
当拿俄米问路德, 那人的事情怎么样?
When Naomi asked Ruth about that person,
那路德就给她说了。
And so Ruth told her all about it.
然后Naomi就在那里讲。
And then Naomi there said,
她说女儿啊,
My daughter,
你只管安坐等候,
sit still,
看这事怎么成就。
Until thou know how the matter will fall.
因为那人今日不办成这事必不休息。
For the man would not be in rest until he had finished the thing this day.
弟兄姊妹,不错, 这是拿俄米说出, 波斯为人, 是怎样来处理事情。
Yes, brothers and sisters, this is the word spoken by Naomi about Ruth, how he will deal with matters.
但弟兄姊妹,当你接到第四章看下去的时候,
But as we read on into chapter 4,
你明明可以看见, 圣灵借着拿俄米说的这几句话, 不单是在说波阿斯,
We clearly see then the Holy Spirit speaking these words through Naomi is not only speaking of Boaz,
而是在那里说出神在他那个救赎的工作上面, 神向人所存的那个心思,
But is speaking of the heart in which God has toward his people in his plan of redemption.
那我们都知道了,
We all know.
现在路德所 要接触的那个事情完全是一个救赎的一个预表。
The event which Ruth will come about, it is a type of redemption.
从律法上面来说, 那是说明那个救赎的那个事实。
From the law, it speaks of this matter of redemption.
说读到第四章的时候, 你就很注意到, 波斯跟那一个亲戚所说的话, 你要赎就赎。 你如果不熟就告诉我, 我就去熟。
Then we can take note of the conversation between Boaz and the next kinsman that you will tell me, will you redeem, then you redeem it. If you will not tell me, I will redeem it.
弟兄姊妹,你注意啊。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
如果按照人一般的习惯,
According to our habit,
这样的一个交易的行为怎么可以说是熟呢?
When you have such an exchange, how can you call it redemption?
就是你愿意要卖我就买了。
If you want to buy it, then I will sell it.
那我从你买下来就是买下来了。
And if I buy it from you, I have bought it from you.
怎么是一个赎呢?
This is not a matter of redeeming then.
那弟兄姊妹你留意圣灵就是一再的用这一个字。
But brothers and sisters, take note, the Holy Spirit continue to use this word redeem.
你要赎就赎。
If you redeem it, redeem it.
你不赎就告诉我。
If you will not redeem it, tell me.
我就去赎。
And I will redeem it.
那 好像在我们的观念的里边，这个话好像不大接受，不大可以接受的。So
in our concept, this word that's being used is not readily acceptable.
因为他并没有向你借，现在怎么要赎呢?
Because he has not borrowed from you, so there's no need for redemption.
如果向你借了，拿那个田地来做抵押，现在我要取回来，那这样。 就叫做赎。
If there was borrowing and the land was used for collateral, now I'm returning, so I have to redeem the land.
完全没有这样的事情。
There is no such thing involved.
怎么一再的在那里说赎呢?
Why does it continue to use the word redeem?
还有很有意思的。
And something very meaningful as well.
我们说到拿俄米让路德晚上去看波斯的时候,
When we speak of the fact that Naomi asked Ruth to go see Boaz at
night, 就给他说出了一个律法上的定规,
spoke of a statute in the law.
那是申命记25章,我们上次已经提过了,
And that is in Deuteronomy chapter 25, which we may mention last time.
那么申命记25章里边提到关乎这一个, 死人没有孩子, 那 他剩下的妻子就让他的兄弟接过来，接过来也就连同承受他的产业。
And so it speaks of the fact in Deuteronomy 25 that if the wife, the husband died and the wife was left without seed, then the brother will take her to be wife and also inherit the land.
你从申命记25章里面也没有看见属的这样的一个这样的一个提示。
And in Deuteronomy 25, you do not see this matter of redemption mentioned.
但是在路德记就一而再再而三的这样提。
But in Ruth, it repeatedly mentions about this matter of redemption.
那我们就知道。
Then we realize.
这里面一定是有神的意思在。
Within it, there must be God's intentions.
那所以我们读第四章的时候。
So when we read chapter 4.
那一开头你就看到波阿斯清早就跑到城门那里去等。
You can see it, and in the morning, Boaz went to the gate and waited there.
他要找那一个人。
He wanted to look for that man.
就是找那个比他与拿俄米更亲近的那个亲属。
To look for the kinsman that is next of kin to Naomi.
那中文圣经就说恰巧。
In the Chinese translation, it's translated as by chance.
英文还仍然是看呢。
And in the English translation, it is and behold.
那我们已经在第二章的时候提过这一个点。
We already mentioned that point in chapter 2.
现在是第二个恰巧。
This is the second time in the translation by chance.
我们老早就说了。
We already made mention.
在神的工作的里边从来没有恰巧的事的。
In the work of God, there is no matter, no issue at all with by chance.
因为恰巧你是可以领会是偶然发生的。
Because by chance, you can say it is by encounter that has happened.
并不是必然要发生的。
It is not something that must happen.
但是这里头你很清楚地看到。
But here you can see very clearly.
没有恰巧的成分在那。
There is no factor of chance there.
所以你照着英文那个意思，就是按照希伯来文的原来的意思说，看啊。
And so, according to the English translation, which is from the Hebrews, behold,
好像很突然的在那里发生一件事。
It seems like something happened very suddenly.
你说它恰巧。
You can say it is by chance.
在一般的事上，你也许可以这样说。
In general, you can say with that word.
但是在神要做的事上就没有这个条件的。
But in God's work, there is none of that.
因为一切在神所管理的事都按照神的管理来发生的。
Because everything under God's sovereignty will happen according to His sovereignty.
所以不可能有差巧的。
And so there is impossible for this matter of chance.
那现在我们看见神的管理第二次很明显的显明出来。
And so now we can very clearly the governing of God.
路德到了迦南地，一出去就碰到波阿斯。
Once Ruth left the land of Moab into the land of Canaan, the first thing she saw was Boaz.
这个是神的管理。
That is the sovereignty of God.
现在波阿斯出去要找那一个人。
And now Boaz will go out to look for that man.
那个人就出现在那个地方。
And that man was there.
这个不是差巧。
That is not by chance.
这又是神的管理。
Again, that is the sovereignty of God.
当这一个人出现的时候。
And so when this man came about,
波阿斯就把他留住了。
Boaz asked him to stay.
中英文圣经一般来说都把那一个人说成是至近的亲属。
In the Chinese and English translation, in general, it is recorded as he is the kinsman, the next kinsman.
那这个是当然就是跟申命记二十五章的那里所提到的事情是有直接的关系了。
And so, in general, that has to do with what is recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 25.
如果你不太熟悉申命记二十五章所说的呢，你就只是觉得这只不过就是什么，就是中国人所说的那个肥水不落别人田的那种意思啊。
And so, if you're not too clear on Deuteronomy 25, then when you read this passage, you just think in the Chinese understanding is that the goods will stay in the family and will go outside.
但是，你要是懂《申命记》二十五章
，But if you understand Deuteronomy chapter 25,
我们就晓得这里 的那个意思是什么。
Then we'll understand the meaning here.
为什么一世至今的亲属？
Why is it the near kinsman?
达米的那个圣经把它翻得更有意思。
In the Darby translation, it's even more meaningful.
他不说他至今的亲属。
It does not say this is the kinsman here.
他说那个有权利要赎，要买赎的那个人。
It says he is the one who have the right of redemption.
当然，这个意思是表达了。
Yes, that meaning is expressed.
这样的表达，我们是比较容易领会。
When it's expressed that way, it's easier for us to understand.
但是如果你不知道《申命记》二十五章的话，你还是觉得那个权，那个要可以赎的那个权是根据什么发生的。
But if we're not clear on Deuteronomy 25, then we're not sure what authority, by what foundation does he have the right to redeem.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
无论怎么样都好。
No matter how it is.
若是我们真懂得神在这里做的这一件事，
If we truly understand what God is doing here,
我们就明白了。
Then we'll understand.
因为在底下，
Because later on,
你看到整本的路德记记载单一的一件事，是哪一件事记载的最详细的？
You can see the only one thing that is recorded in the book of Ruth, what one thing is recorded most detailed?
就是现在要发生的这件事。
It is what is the event that is to take place now.
记载的非常的细。
It has been recorded in much detail.
那是我们看看啊。
Now we can take a look.
那波斯把那个人留下来。
So Boaz asked that person to stay.
就跟他说你坐在这。
And sit here.
然后波斯又从城里的找到十个长老来。
And then he took 10 men of the elders of the city.
那也请他们坐下来。
And also asked them to sit down here.
那坐下来以后呢？
After they sat down,
就对那至近的亲属说，
he said to the near kinsmen,
从摩亚地回来的拿俄米，
Naomi that has come again out of the country of
Moab, 现在要卖我们族兄以利米勒的那块地，不是只有一块哦，应该是他们的田地。
Sell of aparcel of land which was our brother Elimelech's.
然后第四节弟兄姊妹你开始注意了。
And then verse 4, pay attention brothers and sisters.
不仅是中文圣经是这样说，英文圣经也是这样说。
Not only in the Chinese, but also in the English translation.
如果照着上文，
if according to the text before,
拿俄米要卖以利米勒的那些地，
Naomi is to sell the land of Elimelech.
那这个回应应该是，我想当买的就是该是你。
And so the response should be, the one who is to buy should be you.
但是这没有，这里没这样说。
But here it does not say that.
马上就说了。
It would say immediately,
我想该赎的就是你。
If thou will redeem it, redeem it.
其次才是我。
And then it would be me.
那现在在这些人面前。
Now before all these.
那你说了。
You say.
你若是愿意赎。
If you're willing to redeem it.
你就赎。
Redeem it.
你仍不愿意不肯赎。
If you're not willing to redeem it.
你就告诉我。
Tell me.
那个人就回答说。
Then that person replied,
我肯赎，
I will redeem it.
为什么你一直看见就是用那个赎的那个字？
Brothers and sisters, you continue to see the word redeem.
那当然这个从这一件事情你翻过来就看到二十五章这命记的那一个条例啊，不是只是解决人中间的一些问题。
So you can see that the statute in Deuteronomy 25 is not only a statute to solve some issues between men,
而是说出了神在人中间所要做的事。
But speaks of the matter, the fact that God is to do his work amongst men.
要把那些忧伤的人，
those who are sorrowful,
没有指望了的人，
those who are without hope,
没有依靠的人，
those who are without trust,
无依无靠的，
those who have no one to trust in,
神要借助那个条例把他们放在一个很安稳 的位置上。
It is through that statue God places them in a very secure and safe position.
那这种一这样的一种情形。
And so in that situation,
好像是说那一些人落在一种光景的里边，他有许许多多的。
It seems as to say if those people are in that condition when they have so much
shortcoming,
they have owed much to others.
And
so now in order for them to be free,
你怎么叫他得自由呢?
How can they be free?
那你是他最近的亲属,
you're their near kinsman.
你有这样的义务,
you have that duty.
或者说你有这样的权利
or that you have that right,
你去把它赎回来
you must redeem him,
你付代价
you pay a price,
来叫他得着释放
for him to receive freedom,
让他得着自由
for him to receive liberty,
让他回到安息
so that he can once again return to the condition of being restful.
那比如说我们从路德记这里回过头来看生命记二十五章就看到这样的一个
And so brothers and sisters, when we read this and look again and reflect on Deuteronomy 25, we can see that fact.
有些弟兄们他们有这个感觉。
Of course, some brethren have this feeling.
他们认定啊，生命记二十五章那里所提到的事情就是为着以后路德的这一件事情来安排的。
Of course, they feel that the statue in Deuteronomy 25 was arranged so it was because of the event of Ruth that is to come.
我想路德恐怕没有那么重要，要到神特别为他安排一个律法的条例。
I feel that Ruth is not so important to a point that God have to especially arrange a statue just for her.
实际上是神自己，他就是存着这样的心意。
In fact, is God Himself already have that heart?
他要把人从无望的里头赎出来。
He wants to redeem man from hopelessness.
从罪的和死的里边赎出来。
To redeem man from sin and death.
他就在律法当中设立了一个这样的条例来发表他这样的心。
And so even in the law, he has established such a statute to manifest his heart to us.
历史发展到现在。
And now the history has developed until today. There is Ruth.
他的身世。
Her background.
那正好。适合这个来表明这一个条例的功用。
Fits perfectly then the function of that statue.
那所以路德就用上。
And so it was useful for Ruth.
那用上来说明神这样的一个心思了。
It was used to express this heart of God.
那是我们就看到圣灵为什么在这里一再的用那个赎字来说。
Then we realize why the Holy Spirit continued to use the word redeem about this matter.
那个人说，好啊，那我就赎吧。
Then that man said, I will redeem it.
波斯跟着就说。
Then Boaz said,
那当你要从拿俄米手中买这地的时候。
What day thou buyest the field of the hand of Naomi?
你看又回到买了。
And then it says buy again.
在实际的动作上面就是买与卖。
In the actual transaction, the exchange is buying and selling.
在表达这一个事实的那个实意的时候就成了赎。
But when it expressed the essence of this event, it uses the word redeem.
而这两件事情是根本不可能混作一件的啊，在我们一般的那个领会。
And so in our general understanding, our concept, these two things cannot be mixed together.
但圣灵就是这样的记载。
But that is how the Holy Spirit records it.
所以我们就特别要留意这里面的事情就是这样。
So that's why we have to take note of the event here.
他说当你从拿俄米那里买这些地的时候
What day thou buyest the field of the hand of Naomi
你也当娶死人的娶死人的七摩亚的女子路德使死人在产业上存留他的名
Thou must buy it also of Ruth the Moabitess the wife of the dead to rise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance
那弟兄姊妹你看到这里就点题了
Now brothers and sisters this is the point
你去买那个地的时候
When you go buy the land
你也要把 路德娶过来。
You must also take Ruth to be wife.
让她的丈夫的名字在以色列中不会给抹掉。
So that the name of her husband will not be wiped out in Israel.
弟兄姊妹，这就说出那一个问题来了。
Brothers and sisters, that is the issue.
为什么在以色列中的名字没有给抹掉呢？
Why is it that the name in Israel will not be blotted out?
为什么让他的名字可以继续存留在以色列呢？
Why is it that his name can continue to remain in Israel?
那名字存留在以色列有什么特别呢？
What is so special about having the name remain in Israel?
弟兄姊妹们，你说他很重要，又好像并不那么重要。
Brothers and sisters, you say that it's very important, but yet it doesn't seem very important.
你现在问问我们，
Now if you ask us,
十代以前的祖宗，你能说出他的名字吗？
Who's our ancestors 10 generations ago?
我不知道你能不能说出。
I don't know if you're able to say their names.
你问我的话，我就说对不起，我不知道。
But if you ask me, I say I'm sorry, I don't know them.
当然，如果你是住在乡下的话。
But of course, if you're living in the villages.
家里乡下里边有你那个家族的祠堂。
And so in the villages, they always have the place where the ancestors are.
那这样你也许有机会知道。哦，你问我哦。你等一等，我去算一算，
and so,
我到那个主持里边去看一看，我倒数十个，那我就知道，我回来再告诉你。
And so if you say, wait, if I live there, if you ask me, I don't know, let me go look it up in the building. Then when I find it, I will come back and tell you.
但是我很可惜，我们很多现在很多很多人都不住在农村了。
But unfortunately, not many of us live in villages now.
都不知道祠堂是什么回事。
We don't even know what that building is for anymore.
祠堂应该是什么？不仅是 building 那么简单，就是摆放祖宗的那些名牌的地方。
And so that building in the villages is for putting the names of the ancestors in that building, so they know where they're from.
那我们都没有那种机会，所以我们根本不大知道。
And so we don't have that chance. We do not really know.
如果在这样的那个观念的底下，你说，哎呀，那名字有蒙过蒙纪念有什么了不起呢
？And so with that concept, we say, what's so important? What's so great about having our names remembered?
但弟兄姊妹，当你把这个事情从人中间转移到神的面前的时候，
But brothers and sisters, if we shift the focus before man, before to God,
你就发觉那个重要的地点 的原因了。
Then we'll discover why is it so important.
弟兄姊妹，你不会忘记。
Brothers and sisters, we won't forget.
以色列是神的选民。
Israel is the chosen people of God.
神是纪念他们的。
God remembers them.
神纪念以色列。
God remembers Israel.
一切在以色列里边的人，神都给神纪念。
All that is in Israel is remembered by God.
神纪念他们。
God remembers them.
神就赐福给他们。
God blesses them.
不但是赐福给他们。
Not only does God bless them.
也赐福给他们的子孙。
Also will bless their descendants.
因为他自己和他的子孙都是以色列。
But because, the ancestors and the descendants are all Israel.
那既然是以色列，就是在神的数算、神的纪念的底下。
And if they're of Israel, then they're under the remembrance and blessing of God.
如果你在神的数算的里边没有名字，
And if you do not have your name in the remembrance of God,
或者说神的你在神的纪念的里边没有名字，
Or that your name is not under the remembrance of God,
那就说出你这个人在神的纪念里头根本没有份。
Then that speaks of the fact that you have no portion in the remembrance of God.
用什么你记得？
Brothers and sisters, you recall.
我们读约翰福音第十章的时候。
When we read the Gospel of John chapter 10.
我们的主不是说到他是好牧人吗？
Did our Lord not say that he is the good shepherd?
那说到他是好牧人的时候。
And when it speaks of the fact that he is the good shepherd.
那你怎么说？
What does it say there?
他跟他的羊的关系。
What is his relationship between him and his sheep?
那固然在那个比方的里头，主说的比方的里面。
And of course, in the parable which our Lord gives,
你看到主跟那个牧人跟那个是被牧放的羊的那个关系。
Then you can see the relationship between the shepherd and the sheep of his pasture.
好多方面的。
There are many aspects.
首先你看到 主说他是门。
First, you can see our Lord says he is the gate.
从这个门进进出出的就是他的羊。
And it's his sheep that goes in and out of this gate.
然后又说到。
And then he also says,
他放出他的羊来，他就在羊的前头走。
When he leads his sheep, he will go before the sheep.
这是说出他是领着他的羊去接受喂羊。
And so this speaks of the fact that he would lead the sheep, that he would nourish the sheep.
又说到。他是按照羊的名字来纪念他的羊的。
And it also speaks of the fact that he cares for his sheep by name.
有什么这个事情就很不简单了。
And so brothers and sisters, that is not simple at all then.
没有一个属主的人的名字是主会忘记的。
God will not forget anyone who belongs to him, any of their names.
如果这些名字都是在主神的主的纪念的名册上了。
If all these names are under the book of remembrance in the Lord's book,
那主会把他们一个一个的很清楚的喊出来。
And so the Lord can very clearly call them each by name.
他是按照他们的名字去认识他的羊。
He knows his sheep by name.
提摩太后书那里也给我们指出一个事实。
And even in 2 Timothy, it shows that fact to us.
主认识谁是他的人。
The Lord says, the Lord knows who belongs to him.
那所以弟兄姊妹，但在这里你就看到了。
And so brothers and sisters, there we can see.
如果我们的名字在主的面前是蒙纪念的。
If our names are remembered before the Lord.
这的确是一件大事。
Indeed, that is a great thing.
神在以色列人当中。
Amongst the Israelites.
让他们一直接触到这个事实。
God continue to have them encounter them.
他们是神所拣选的。
They are the chosen people of God.
他们是神所纪念的。
They are those who are remembered by God.
如果他们失去了神的纪念。
If they've lost the remembrance.
他们在神面前就是一个很大的亏损。
That would be such a great shortcoming for them before God.
所以神让他们从小就一直在那里接触，要注意保留你的名字在以色列中。
So even from young, God wants them to take note of the importance of keeping their name amongst Israel.
那这是一件事实。
That is a fact.
那同样的事实呢
？At the same time，
在另外的一些事上也给我们看到的。
In other things we can see as well。
弟兄姊妹，当以色列人进到迦南，当他们分地业的时候
，Brothers and sisters， when the Israelites enter into the land of Canaan and disperse their inheritance，
我们读民数记，读约书亚书，我们都看到相同的一件事情。给接连提到好几次在这两卷书上。
When we read Numbers, when we read Joshua, those are mentioned repeatedly in these two books.
有一个人叫做西罗非哈。
And the name is 西罗非哈。
西罗非哈。
And so 西罗非哈。
他是死在旷野里。
He died in the wilderness.
他只有四个女儿。
He had four daughters.
没有儿子。
He didn't have any son.
那等到分地业的时候。
And so when the land was divided,
那他们当时就按照承受产业的指示，都是儿子。
And so it was only the sons that received the inheritance.
女儿是没有资格来承受的。
The daughters were not qualified to receive it.
但是这四个女儿就跑到摩西那里。
And so these four daughters went to Moses.
她说：“我们父亲西罗非哈死在旷野。”
Said that our father Zelophehad had died in the wilderness.
他不是因为犯罪而死的。
Not because of sin that he died.
反正就是死了。
But he died.
其实当然也是跟与罪有关的，因为死在旷野的都是在那一次的悖逆的里头所引来的结果。
And of course, that death is somehow related to sin because the fact that he died in the wilderness was because of that rebellion.
他说他没有儿子，我们父亲没有儿子。
And so they said, our father does not have any sons.
那你不把他已经死了。
So now he has died.
以色列人不把产业分给他。
Now the Israelites won't give us the inheritance.
那他的名字在以色列中就给涂抹了。
Then his name will be wiped out in Israel.
这个怎么可以呢？
How can this be?
那摩西就把这个事情带到神的面前。
And so Moses came before the Lord with this.
那神就对他说。
So the Lord commanded him.
希罗非哈的女儿们所说的话有理。
That they are right.
你们要让没有儿子就让他女儿去承受产业。
And so, because he didn't have any sons, let the daughters inherit the land.
要保留希罗非哈的名字。在以色列中
to keep the name of Zelophehad amongst Israel.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意了这个了。
Now, brothers and sisters, take note of that.
在摩西五经的里面
，and so in the Pentateuch,
有不少的历史都是围绕着要注意在神面前蒙纪念的这一个事实。
There is much events history concerning the fact that you must be remembered before God.
那现在路德。路德记里边，我们又碰到这样的事情。
And so now we come to the same thing in the book of Ruth.
那波阿斯就对那个人说。
And so Boaz said to that man,
你要赎拿俄米的地。
If you want to redeem the land of Naomi,
要把路德娶过来。
You must also marry Ruth.
好让基连的名字何时甚至说是以利米勒的这个家族的名字在以色列中没有给涂抹。
And so the name of Elimelech will not be wiped out amongst Israel.
那个人一听。
And when that man heard it.
哎呦，这样啊。
If so.
这样我就不赎了。
Then I cannot redeem it.
恐怕对我的产业有影响。
Lest it will mar my own inheritance.
你赎吧。
You redeem it.
好了，弟兄姊妹们。
Now, brothers and sisters.
那当然。
Of course.
他不赎，波阿斯就赎了。
If he will not redeem it, then Boaz will.
那我们暂时停在这里。
Well, first pause here.
我们先交通一点其他的事情，再回这儿。
Let us first share on something else before we come back to this.
在这一个地方。
At this point.
我们很容易能领会到一件事情。
Very easily we can understand one thing.
神为刚才我说，在路德记里边，单一的事件就没有一件比这里头这一次这里所提的事情提得更详细。
There is no one singular event that is mentioned as detailed as this one here.
但是为什么神在这里提的那么详细呢
？Why is it that God mentioned this in so much detail here? And it says to be honest, to be true.
如果按照我们的观念来看
，According to our understanding，
这段话记载在这里跟不记载在这里，好像没有多大的影响。
The words that is recorded here or not would not have much influence.
第三章末了的时候，波阿斯说：“我赎。”
In the end of chapter 3, Boaz says, "I redeem it."
那第四章他就把路德娶过来，那事情不就完了吗
？So very reasonable. In chapter 4, he just marries Ruth, and the whole thing is settled.
何必要那么详细的记载那个过程
？Why must you go in so much detail to record the process for us,
弟兄姊妹们
？Brothers and sisters.
第一，我们要留意。
First, we must take note.
路德记为什么摆在四世纪的后边
？Why is the book of Ruth placed？Behind judges.
如果我们会问这个问题
，If we know to ask that question，
那我们就会发现一个很重要的事实。
Then we can discover one important fact.
这是圣灵把路德记记下来的目的之一。
This is one of the purpose the Holy Spirit records the book of Ruth.
不是唯一的目的。
It is not the only purpose.
但确实记下来，把路德记记下来的。目的之一
But it is one of the purpose for recording the book of Ruth.
这一个理由是非常重要的
And this is a very important reason.
因为在这一段事情的经过的里头
Because in the process of this event,
他给我们看见整个四世纪的历史那样翻翻覆覆的原因在哪里
He shows us the reason why throughout the history of judges for their ups and downs repeatedly where the reason is.
那为什么一下子以色列人又好像 苏醒过来。
Why is it? Suddenly it seems like the Israelites were awakened.
为什么苏醒过来以后不久又下去？
And after they have awakened, not long later, they would fall again.
为什么下去了以后又能起来？
Why is it that once they've fallen, they can still rise up again?
起来以后又下去。
And after they rise, they fell again.
最难叫我们明白的是，
What is hard for us to understand is,
那在起来和下去的当中，有些时间是比较长一点，但有些时间并不那么长。
In the rise and fall, in some periods of time, is longer than others.
那他们起来，如果从四世纪里边去看的话，就是他们归向神的。
And so, if we look at it from the book of Judges, when they rise up, it's because they turn to God. So God delivered them.
所以他们就苏醒了。
And so they're awakened.
他们就站起来了。
They are able to stand again.
他们就蒙福了。
They're able to be blessed.
他们又下去的时候，
and when they fell,
因为他们又一次的背弃神，
because once again they rebelled against God.
但是我们的问题是在这里，
but this is our question.
你既然经历了神的拯救，
if you have experienced the deliverance of God,
经历了神的工作，
you have experienced the work of God,
在你还没有忘记神为你做了什么的时候，你怎么可以会产生一个念头要偏离神？
That even before you forgot the work of God, the experience you have with God, how come you have this thought of departing away from God?
你不要以为这个是小事。
Brothers and sisters, do not think this is something minor.
这个不仅是发生在四世纪的。
This is not only in Judges.
这也常常发生在我们身上的。
This often happens upon us.
当然最早发生这个事情的时候，应该是在洪水以后。
Of course, the earliest that this took place was after the flood.
我们读旧约创世纪的时候，
when we read Judges, when we read Genesis,
你会看见，
you can see,
那些经历洪水的人，
those who experienced the flood,
只有八个人，
there's only eight,
其他洪水以后所有的人都是这八个人的子孙，
because all those after the flood are the descendants of these eight.
那他们都知道他们这八个 祖先啊所经历的一些事情。
They all know about the experiences of these eight of them.
但弟兄姊妹们，最近在那边炮火连天的那个伊拉克。
But brothers and sisters, now what's happening in Iraq?
就是从前的巴比伦。
Now that is Babylon from before.
这一次战事起来的时候。
And so now when this war took place.
如果你留意那个新闻的报道啊。
When you take note of the news.
起初他们说伊拉克啊，就是用巴别这个词来说了。
That even at the beginning when they mentioned the Iraq, they used the word Babel.
然后后来就才改回伊拉克。
And then they changed it to Iraq.
那你就晓得就是在这个地方发生了事情。
Then you realize that this is what took place there.
他们在那里起巴别塔。
And so when they built the Tower of Babel,
在那里建巴别城。
When they built the city of Babel,
那他们建这个城，建这个塔。
So when they built the city, this tower,
什么原因？
What is the reason?
我们细细读创世纪的时候，
when we read in detail Genesis, 很
清楚看见他们就是与神做对抗。
We can clearly see they're rebelling against God.
谁让他们生养众多，遍满全地？
God allowed for them to be fruitful, to multiply and fill the land.
他们就说我们不干。
They say no, we're not.
我们要聚在一起。
We want to dwell together.
我们不愿意分散全地。
We don't want to scatter.
神不让他们与神能有交通。
And so, because of that, they cannot have fellowship with God.
我们就想办法盖一座塔通到天上。
And because of that, then we'll build a tower that will reach heaven.
看神你能躲到那里不给我们看见。
Then we'll see where you can hide God that you would not hide from us.
你细细去读那个巴别塔的事情的时候。
And so brothers and sisters, we read in detail the Tower of Babel.
那就是创世纪十一章里边的事情的时候。
That's the events in Genesis chapter 11.
你很清楚地看到这些事情。
Then clearly you can see those things.
但是你留意一下。
But if you take note.
这些与神顶撞的事情发生的时候。
When these things revolt against God.
挪亚死了没有？
Did Noah die?
没有死。
No.
闪、含、雅弗当然也没有死。
The Shem, Ham, and Japheth have died. No.
那他们的妻子死了没有？这个我们不知道。
Now we don't know if the wives died yet.
可能死了也说不定。
Maybe they have.
但是这并不重要。
But that's not important.
重要的圣经提名那几个人，经历洪水的那几个人，都还活在哪里？
But when the Bible records that those who have experienced the flood and by name, they're still living.
人就在神面前显露悖逆了。
Yet man manifests rebellion toward God.
那所以弟兄姊妹你看到了。
And so brothers and sisters, you can see.
这是一个很严肃的事情。
This is very severe.
从巴别那个时候开始以后。
Even from Babel and after all.
然后就到了四世纪我们就看到这种反反复复。
And then from the book of Judges, we can see repeatedly these cycles. God grant them grace.
但是人享用恩典不久就被逆神。
But after men experienced grace, not long after they fell against God. They repeat that again and again.
那究竟是怎么可能呢?
And so how is that possible?
那如果我没有蒙过恩典,
And so we have never tasted grace. We never experienced the work of God.
我们背弃神说我们是无知。
If we rebel against God, we say we're ignorant.
这个能领会的过来。
Then that is something we can understand.
但是你看他们的历史。
But we look at their history.
你不能说他们是无知。
You cannot say they're ignorant.
你只能说他们是有知而故意。
But you must say that they know they have knowledge, yet they intentionally rebel against God.
这个就是四世纪里头的一个很解不开的结。
And so that is a knot that we cannot untie in the book of Judges.
那怎么会可能会这样呢?
And how is that possible?
你在四世纪里边只看到那个现象。
And so in the Judges, you can only see the phenomena. We cannot see the reason.
但是你到了路德记。
But when we reach Ruth,
你看到了。
We can see.
路德记里边就摆出一个答案。
We can see the book of Ruth, it shows us the answer.
我们说四世纪为什么是那样翻来覆去的发生事情。
It shows us the why, the reasons for the repeated cycle in Judges.
那弟兄姊妹你现在我们掌握了那一个大的问题的时候。
Now brothers and sisters, we first grab on to that bigger issue.
我们回到第四章来。
Now we return to chapter 4.
我们注意了。
Then let us take note.
你看波尔斯
you can see for Boaz,
他对路德很欣赏
that he greatly admired Ruth.
如果
if
他存着私心的话
if he had his own selfish heart,
他可以不理会那一个至近的亲属
he doesn't need to be mindful of that near kinsman at all.
他就告诉路德说好啊我明天就娶你
he can just tell Ruth, I will marry you tomorrow.
但是他说不
but he says no.
我虽然是和你们家是很亲近
Yes, I'm a kinsman.
但是还有一个比我与你们更亲近
Yet, there's one nearer than I.
所以按着神的那一个安排
And so according to the arrangement of God,
必须是他要来处理这个事
He must fulfill his duty.
如果他不处理这个事然后才轮到我
If he will not do it, then I will have that right.
弟兄姊妹你就看
Now brothers and sisters you can see
在这件事上面路德伯阿斯非常认真
Upon this Boaz was very serious
他 一点都不松懈
He was not loose at all
该是那个至亲的亲属
It should be the near kinsman
他就让那个至亲的亲属来做那个首先的决定
Then he would have the one to make the decision first
把事情说得清清楚楚
To be very clear on it
等到那个亲属说我不干了
Now if that kinsman says I will not redeem it
Boaz 就说
Then Boaz will say
你不做的时候我就做
If you will not, I will
为什么我要做呢
Why will I do it?
不是因为路德好
Not because of Ruth is good
路德固然是好
Yeah, she is good
但是Boaz要娶路德不是因为路德本人
But Boaz would marry Ruth not because of Ruth herself.
乃是因为他看重神自己的话。
It is because he's put weight upon the word of
他
God.
他看重接受神的权柄这一件事情。
He put weight upon accepting the authority of God.
因为神在律法上既然是这样的定规下来。
Because this is what God has said in the law.
他就必须按照律法的要求去满足律法。所要求的
So he must fulfill the requirement of the law according to the law.
那这是波阿斯
That is Boaz.
那从波阿斯的身上
And so upon Boaz,
你看到其他许许多多的以色列人
You can see many other Israelites.
在那一个时候的以色列人
The Israelites at that time.
他们大概我说大概 就是因为底下我们要说另外一个人。
I say in general because later on we have to mention other people.
大概那个时候的以色列人，他们都有一个很准确向着神的心。
I say in general the Israelites at that time would have a heart toward God.
波斯可以做那一批人的一个代表人物。
And so Boaz can be a type of one who represents that group at that time.
他们是很严肃的去遵行神自己的话。
Very solemnly they went to obey the word of God.
很具体的去遵行神自己的话。
Very practically to obey the word of God.
但是并不是所有的人都是这样。
But not all of them are like that.
其中有相当部分的人有多少我们不知道。
There are some, we don't know how many.
反正是有相当部分的人。
But there are some, as quite a few of them.
他们是看重自己的所有重于神的所要。
They feel what they have more importantly than what God wants.
那所以当你看那个人就后来一听说要娶路德。
And so later on when that man heard that I must marry Ruth.
他说那这样我就不干了。
Then I will not redeem it.
那为什么不干呢？
Why?
他恐怕对我的产业有不好。
Unless it will mar my own inheritance.
你这话怎么说呢？
How do you explain that?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你必须要注意到他那当中的那些有关系的事。
You must have to see the relationship about all this.
当他真的娶了路德,
Now if he really married Ruth,
他生下的头一个孩子就不说不是他的。
The first son that's born would not be his.
是归于马莲的名下的。
It will belong to under Mahlon.
基莲的名下的。
It will be Mahlon.
马伦的名下的。
It will be under the name of Mahlon.
既然归于马伦的名下
And if it belongs to Marlon,
但事实上又是他的儿子
But yet in fact it is his son
那这样啊你就看到
Then you can see in that case
从拿阿米手上买回来的那些个地啊早晚要归于他
And so then the land which you will buy from Naomi sooner or later will belong to that son
因为是他的名下了
Because it's under his name
因为他是归于马伦的名下。
Because his name will be under the name of Marlon.
安息那个什么那个新年一到。
And so when the Jubilee year comes.
就是那个不是安息年好是新年。
And so it is the Sabbath year.
Not the Sabbath.
It's the Jubilee year.
那就所有那个你买回来的那个田地跟房屋在乡村里边城里的不算在乡村里边的田地和房屋都要归还原主。
And so, not counting the property in the city, but the land and the houses and the field in the Jubilee year, it will be returned to original owner.
无偿的归还原主。
And without any price, it will be returned to their owner.
你说他就考虑了。
And so then he would think about this.
现在我用钱去把它买回来。
Now I've used money to buy the land.
不知道还有几年就到了那个新年。
We don't know how many years before the Jubilee year.
到了那个时候这个田地又出我的名字归回他了。
But then from that year, then it will be out of my name back to her, back to him.
这个要考虑考虑。
Then I must think about this.
这是第一点。
That's the first point.
第二点。
The second point.
那这一个人呢
This person,
他虽然在名义上归还给马伦,
even though in name he would return to Mahlon,
但实际上也是他的儿子,
but in fact it is also his son.
那么将来他的产业又分下去的时候,
and so when his inheritance gets passed on,
又要分给他一份,
we must also give him a portion.
那他一算,
and so when he calculates,
那我有双重的损失,
and so I take the double loss.
这个买卖不能做。
And so I cannot do this exchange.
那说算了算了算了。
And so forget about it.
我不干了，我不干了。
I won't redeem it.
你做吧。
You redeem it.
弟兄姊妹。
And so brothers and sisters.
是另外的一个亲属。
This other kinsman.
正好也反映了相当部分的当时的以色列人。
Also reflects quite a few of the Israelites at that time.
他们对神的祝福是很喜欢
that they delight in the blessing of God.
但是对跟随神的道路就不那么喜欢
Yet they do not delight in following the way of God.
就算很勉强，他也不是乐意。
Even if they are forcing to follow the way of God, they are not very joyful in doing so. Brothers and sisters, take note.
在这一个地方。
And so at this place.
先说到你是最近的亲属，你该先赎。
If you are the nearer kinsman, you should redeem it.
他想哦。
Then he thought,
划得来。
If it is this to my advantage,
那我赎。
Then I will redeem it.
但是一加上说你买这些地的时候，你必须要娶路德。
But on the day you buy the land, you must also marry Ruth.
他马上就想到那么许许多多的问题了。
Then immediately all the other things come to his mind.
起初他觉得神既然说要我这个自尽的亲属去负这个责任，那我就负了，因为我顺服神。
And so at the beginning, he thought if God wants me to fulfill the duty of a kinsman, I will do it because God arranged it.
但是一看到顺服神要付的代价的时候
，But when he saw the fact that to obey God, he has to pay a price.
他就觉得这样我就不太甘心了。
Then he felt, no, I'm not so willing to do so.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是当时四世纪的另外一部分的。以色列人的属灵的光景。
Brothers and sisters, this is the spiritual condition on the other group of people in the time of judges.
那弟兄姊妹记得。
Brothers and sisters, remember.
路德之间一段的时间是以色列人在神面前蒙福的时间。
During the period of the book of Ruth, this is the period when the people were blessed.
活在神的祝福的底下。
That they're living under the blessing of God.
但是人对神还是有相当的保留。
Yet man still have so much withholding before God.
所以才造成以后又一次的堕落。
That's why it brought about another fall.
这是隐藏在他们里边的一些属灵的事实。
This is some spiritual facts hidden amongst them.
当然这个是一般来说的。
Of course, this is in general.
但是还有更进一步的原因。
But there's also another deeper reason.
那是整体的。
And that is in general, the whole corporately.
那弟兄姊妹，你又留意了。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
那当他那人说
，Now when that man said,
我不赎了。
I will not redeem it.
你赎吧。
You redeem it.
你看看这里的记载。
You can see the recording here.
很有意思。
It's very meaningful.
于是那个人呢，他自动的把鞋脱过来。
And so that person automatically, naturally took off his shoe and gave it to him.
交给波阿斯。
And he drew off his shoe and gave it to Boaz.
也在众人的面前宣告说我放弃这个权利。
Also gave the testimony amongst them all, I forsake my right.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
一看到这一件事的时候。
When we read this,
我们又看到另外一个很比较严肃的事。
Then we see something even more solemn.
刚才如果我们光是看波阿斯的话。
Now if we only look at Boaz.
我们说到在以色列中有相当部分的人，他们是很清心的要在那里谨守着神自己的话。
We see that in Israel there is a big group of people who want to purely hold on to the word of God.
但是你看到另外的一个亲属的时候
，But when we see the other kinsmen,
你心里面就凉了一截。你说，哎呀，以色列人怎么不完全的归向神
？Then we have this feeling in our heart. Why is it that the Israelites do not completely turn themselves to God.
这是我们从个别人上面来看这一件事。
Now we can see this event from individuals.
但是在这里发生的这个脱鞋的事情的时候。
But when we read this event about taking off the shoe.
你就看到以色列人的一般的情形。
Then we can see the situation in general for the Israelites.
这个一般的情形包括波阿斯在里边。
And
也有赶不上的地方。
And in this general situation, even amongst Boaz, who was not able to follow on.
那我们回到申命记二十五章里边去。
When we return to Deuteronomy 25,
你看到那个脱鞋的事情。
You can see the event of drying off the shoes.
这个事情并不是很用人的话来讲，并不是光荣的事。
Now, to this matter of taking off the shoes is not something glorious.
那是羞辱的事。
It is a mark of shame.
因为你看到二十五章啊，申命记的时候。
Because when you see Deuteronomy 25,
如果有人不愿意这样的时候。
Is someone who's not willing.
那他的鞋就要给脱下来，是别人脱他的鞋。
When others, his shoe will be taken off, others will pluck it off.
上他的脸吐唾沫。
And then will spit on his face.
然后就在那里宣告他说这个是 羞耻之家。
And then we'll say this is the house of shame, who has his shoes taken off.
那个意思就是说这个是羞耻之家。
And so in other words, this is the house of shame.
因为他不遵行神自己的话。
Because he did not honor the word of God.
在神面前是蒙羞的。
And so before God, he is shamed.
你看到这个事情吗？
You can see that, can you?
那你掌握到这个事的时候。
Are you able to grasp onto that?
你就看到一件事了。
Then you can see one thing.
脱鞋。
To have your shoe loose.
是一个羞辱的动作。
It is an action of shame.
蒙羞的动作。
It is a shameful action.
但是在这里你看到蒙羞的光景没有？
But here, do we have that sense that it is shameful? No, we do not see it.
你在这里他看那个人就说哎呦但我不干了。
Here, you can just imagine that person
says, 他就自动就把鞋脱出来了。
So he just took off his shoes.
他就交出去了。
And then he just gave his shoes.
那些人又觉得哦就是这样。
And the others feel, that's fine, that's the testimony.
你留意经文像上面怎么说？
You can see what the scripture says.
他说啊以色列人当时的习惯。
Then you say, this is the manner in the former times in Israel.
我们看这里怎么说啊
？You can see what the recording is.
第七节
，verse seven.
从前在以色列中要定夺什么事或赎回或交易，这人就脱鞋给那人。以色列人都以此为证据。
Now this was the manner in former time in Israel concerning redeeming, concerning changing, for to confirm all things, a man plucked off his shoes and gave it to his neighbor.
好了，你把这样的这里的所记载的那种光景跟《生命记》二十五章来比较一下。
Now if you record, you see the condition here and compare it to Deuteronomy 25.
现在脱鞋就成了一个成了一般的显明证据的动作。
And so then it was then a this manner that they did in former time to conform all things.
跟神起初在那里定规的那个事情完全的变了样。
And so this is completely not the condition which God has set for them.
不但是变了样。
Not only did it change.
并且是变了质。
But even the nature itself changed.
这就是当时以色列一般的情形。
That is the general situation of Israel in that time. Brothers and sisters, you remember.
生命记是在过约旦河以前不久，摩西重新在那里宣告了。
That the book of Deuteronomy was proclaimed once again by Moses not long before they crossed the river Jordan.
那现在路德记发生的事情，我们说是以色列人征服迦南地以后并不太长久的时候发生的。
And so we say that the book of Ruth happened not too long after Israelites conquered the land of Canaan.
所以在一个并不太长久的时间，神的话就已经给弄成很平常的一件事。
And so in this not very long period of time, the word of God has already changed the nature into something very common.
弟兄姊妹，你注意到这里的时候。
Brothers and sisters, when you take note of this,
你看到一个什么事情？
What do we see?
这就是圣灵在这里给我们看到史诗记这个属灵的历史的翻翻覆覆的发生，那个原因在哪里？
Then we can see the Holy Spirit show us the reason for the repeated cycle in history.
原因在什么地方？
Where's the reason?
人和神的关系。
It is in the relationship between God and man.
我们用简单的话来说。
In simple words.
我们看到一件事。
We can see one thing.
什么时候人真实的肯顺服神。
Whenever man truly honors and submit to God,
那他们在神面前就蒙福。
And before God, they're blessed.
就蒙纪念。
They're remembered.
神就在他们中间显明神的管理和供应。
Then God will manifest His sovereignty and His provision.
那什么时候神的子民在神面前不顺服？
Whenever God's people does not obey.
就落到神的管教和鞭打的里头。
It'll fall under the scourging of God and discipline of God.
那这两样我们是很容易看得清楚的。
We can see very clearly those two circumstances.
但是问题就是说，怎么可以从顺服而到了不顺服？
How can you turn from obedience to disobedience?
你不要问怎么从不顺服回到顺服。
Now do not ask about how you return from disobedience to obedience.
这个我们很明显的知道是神用各种各样的方法来催逼我们，感动我们，吸引我们。
We know that from disobedience to obedience, God uses all ways to move us, to compel us, to captivate us.
让我们的心归向他。
So that our hearts will return to Him.
什么时候我们的心归向他，什么时候神的丰满的祝福 就显明在我们的当中。
And whenever our hearts turn to him, then the fullness of his grace, his blessing will be shown to us.
但是 当人从顺服落到不顺服的里边,
But when man falls from obedience to disobedience,
那不是一天两天的事情。
This is not just a day or two's work.
总有一段的时间,
There is a period of time
人在神的面前,
that man before God's presence,
马马虎虎,
that they're very casual and light,
拖拖拉拉,
that they're dragging.
你说吧,他不顺服,
you say they're not obedient, yet they're somewhat obedient.
你说他不顺服,好像又不是,
You say they're not obeying, but yet it seems like it.
你说他顺服,
you say he is obeying.
只要不碰到他自己感觉有利害的关系, 那他也真的好像是很顺服。
As long as it doesn't talk about any loss or gain to him, then it seems like he is obeying.
但是真的一碰到与他有关系,有利害关系的事,
But when you encounter the issue of gain or loss,
他就要自己不要神,
then he'd rather have himself and not God.
弟兄姊妹, 这就是士师记那整个属灵的历史的那一个关键。
Brothers and sisters, that is the key in the entire history of the book of Judges.
现在在波斯去赎拿俄米的那些产业的那个过程的里头, 就显明出来了。
And so in the process of Boaz redeeming Naomi, this is revealed to us.
哦,弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
我们实在需要神给我们更多的怜悯。
Indeed, we need God to give us greater mercy.
让我们 不仅是在路德记的里边看到一些属灵的问题,
so that not only from the book of Ruth we see some special issues,
看到神在历史上边做工的法则,
that we can see only the principle of how God works in history,
和神在属灵的历史的里边负责任的那种光景,
and the condition that God will be responsible in the spiritual history.
我们不但是只是看到那一些,
we do not only desire to see only that,
我们必须看到的是,
but what we must see,
在我们现在与神的中间,
amongst our midst with God,
既然我们看到神在整个属灵的历史的里边, 他是这样的,
Since we see this is how God manifests himself in the spiritual history, then we ought to also constantly under enlightenment to confirm our heart toward God.
巴不得我们都能像波斯一样的,
May it be that we can all be like Boaz in this way toward God.
这样来维持我们很准确的在神的纪念的底下来行完神要我们所行走的路程。
This way we can be under the remembrance of God to finish well the path we need to finish before God.
带出神的永远的旨意的完成。
To bring forth the completion of God's eternal will.
下一次我们就看到这个大结局啊,
and next time we'll see this end.
这个大结局啊, 我说是大结局啊, 不是结局啊。
Now I say this is the great ending, but it is not the end.
如果看结局的话, 那就是路德有了安身之所。
And when we see the end, it seems as Ruth has a place of rest.
但是我们说的是大结局。
But we say this is the great finish, the end.
这个大结局远超过路德得着安身之所。
And this great finish is far surpassing just the fact that Ruth gained a resting place.
乃是圣灵给我们看见神永远的计划有了显明的历史条件。
It is the fact that the Holy Spirit shows us that now God's eternal will has to channel the qualification to manifest away. Because the end of Ruth comes to an end with the coming of David.
或者说是大卫的源头。
Or the source, or the source of David.
这一点是重要的。
And that is what is important.
就指出了神给他子民的拯救。
It points forth to us the deliverance of God for His people.
四世纪的结束是那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
The end of Judges is that in those days there was no king in Israel and everyone did what was right in their own eyes.
路德记给我们看见神的那一个挽回和拯救，乃是给他们预备一位王。
And in the book of Ruth, the end that God shows us is the atonement and the deliverance of God is that He has prepared for them a king.
当然大卫的出现仍然是一个表明。
And of course, the appearance of David is also a type.
但是读经的人都知道大卫所表明的乃是表明神的儿子。
But of course, all those who read the Bible know that David typifies the Son of God.
大卫做王的事情乃是表明基督将来在国度里头做王的这个事实。
The fact that David is to be king typifies the fact that Christ will be king.
等到基督作王的事实显明出来的时候。
And when the fact that Christ is king is manifested.
弟兄姊妹你就看到了。人中间一切的缺陷、幽暗、堕落都要结束了。
Then, brothers and sisters, you can see all the darkness, the shortcoming, and the fall of man will come to an end.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我想今天晚上就和弟兄姊妹们交通到这里。
I think we'll end here tonight.
我们盼望主给我们真看到他在历史上不是做工的那个法则到现在也没有修改。
May the Lord show us the principle in which he works throughout history has not changed even today.
他做工的目的也没有修改。
His purpose has not changed.
从前他是怎样的神现在还是怎样的神。
He is the same God as he was yesterday.
从前他做工的目的是什么？现在他做工的目的还是一样。
What his purpose was in working before, it is still the same purpose today.
从前他做工的方法是如何？现在还是如何？
The same way which he worked before, it's the same way which he works now.
这是我们在读神的话的时候我们要掌握的。
And that is what we need to take hold of when we read the word of God.
但愿主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我想我们今天晚上就交通到这里。
I think we'll end our sharing here tonight.